This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Trey Gowdy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. There's been a renewed focus in Washington and really all around the country on what China has been up to in relation to the United States. Of course, this comes after that Chinese spy balloon floated across America and eventually was shot down by U.S. fighter jets. But instead of being apologetic, Chinese officials, all the way up to their president, have been getting more aggressive in their rhetoric.
We're in a very bad place because we are not deterring the Chinese. And we don't have to guess. They actually say that. And we should take them at their word.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Whether it's hackers, spy balloons, social media algorithms, or threats against Taiwan, China seems to be getting bolder in its posture towards the United States, and that's got a lot of people worried. On Tuesday, a group of senators, including Democrat Joe Manchin, had a press conference to introduce new legislation to crack down on technology by foreign adversaries, most notably social media app TikTok.
And I said, with that, that's fine. That's the way you communicate. And I said, but how about if people use that and later on it comes back to bite you pretty bad? Through artificial intelligence, they know exactly. They're making basically saying that have your picture with my granddaughters and have your picture and your name associated with it and have you saying things you've never said. Because they know who you are.
The new Chinese foreign minister had some tough words for the United States recently, calling Washington's view of China as being distorted and even saying that the United States should change its attitude towards China or risk conflict and confrontation.
I think Qin Gong was trying to intimidate the United States into not defending itself.
We're speaking today with Gordon Chang, who's an expert on China and author of The Coming Collapse of China.
And also, they see the Biden administration as persuadable. And so they're seeing how far they can push. Now, eventually, Biden will push back. But right now, I think this is a test for the president to see whether he's going to defend the United States or whether he's going to try to further appease the Chinese.
Okay, but it does seem like the United States military, at least, is not provoking China, but pushing back a little bit. We've had a number of announced military trainings that are going to get even bigger with our partners in the area, namely South Korea. We know the South Korean president is going to be coming to the White House for a state dinner. Is that pushback against China, or do you think the Biden administration needs to be even stronger?
The Biden administration is working more closely with allies in the region, and that's a very good thing because we're going to need all the friends we can get. Especially because we can suspect that if China moves against Taiwan, North Korea will move against South Korea, Japan, and American interests in the region in general. We need to do more, and we need to do it faster. The issue here is not so much the direction of American policy, but the speed, because China is moving very fast to prepare for war. We need to move faster to defend ourselves.
So you've been observing the United States and China's relationship for years now. You've lived over there also. Where would you put things between the U.S. and China right now? Are they worse than ever? Are they okay? Where are we as far as the tensions?
We're in a very bad place because we are not deterring the Chinese. And we don't have to guess. They actually say that. And we should take them at their word. Right now, Beijing, for various reasons, I think, has incentives to lash out. They've got real problems at home. They need a foreign enemy to unify the Chinese people and to solidify the Communist Party hold on China. And we are the target. Got to remember that China views the U.S. as an existential threat. And it's not because of anything that we say or do. It's just that an insecure Chinese regime is worried about the inspirational impact of American values and America's form of governance on the Chinese people. So, unless we decide to become a totalitarian state, we're going to be in the crosshairs of the CCP.
Well, they do have another totalitarian state not too far away in Russia, which just happens to be engaged in a war in Ukraine right now. We've been hearing a lot of rumblings recently that China is getting ready to possibly provide Russia with lethal weapons to help in this war against Ukraine. Do you think China is actually going to do this, and how would they benefit if they do?
Well, China's already been doing it from the very beginning of this war. Recently, we have heard credible reporting that almost every day, an Antonov AN-124, which is the largest cargo plane in the world, leaves Zhengzhou in central China with ammunition and other high consumption rate items. There's also reporting that China has been selling drones to the Wagner Group for use in Ukraine. And from the get-go, China has been feeding Russia location data. That's data that China has obtained from Chinese-made drones that Ukraine was operating. And from the very beginning of this war, China has been feeding location data to Russia. This is data that China obtained from Chinese-made drones that Ukraine was operating. China supplied this information to Russia, and Russia then took out the Ukrainian drone operators. I think the president of the United States needs to stop saying that China is contemplating this, and he either needs to say that all of this reporting is false, or he needs to explain why he's been not telling the truth to the American people.
Our guest today is Gordon Chang. He is an expert on China. He even wrote a book about it. It's called The Coming Collapse of China. He lived and worked there along with Hong Kong and Shanghai. So he knows what he is talking about. And Gordon, I want to just get your opinion or your take on a number of these topics that have gone on with China recently. Obviously, we have to start with this Chinese spy balloon. First of all, was it a spy balloon? And if so, why do you think the Chinese would fly this across the U.S. mainland? I mean, didn't they think we would notice it?
Yes, it was a spy balloon, and I think it just shows China's utter disrespect for the United States. There are a number of different explanations of what happened. One of them is that the Chinese military is so powerful that it could do what it wanted without consulting China's political leaders. Another is that just Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, just wanted to intimidate the United States and show the rest of the world that the U.S. was incapable. But whatever the explanation was, it is ominous, and it shows that deterrence has broken down.
Yeah, especially so when you have to scramble U.S. fighter jets to finally shoot that thing down. All right, another issue that we're just learning about this week, there is some reporting out there that cranes that are used at American ports all over the country might be outfitted with some sort of Chinese spy equipment. These cranes made in China. Is there any validity to this? Could you see this actually happening?
Yes, it already is happening, and the Chinese have admitted it. They have said that they can check these cranes, do as troubleshooting and all sorts of things, and they can do it from Shanghai. So clearly, if they can do that, they can surveil them, take data, and they can also make these cranes inoperable, which would be really handy in the first days of a war.
More and more talk about what China may be doing to us right under our noses. Things seem to be going the wrong way with Beijing these days, so how long before they go too far? We've got author and China expert Gordon Chang with us today. He's seeing more and more ways China is using their influence to not only learn about us, but also to manipulate us. So can we do anything about it? We'll talk more about everything next. We already have supply chain issues, but imagine if you can't offload containers from ships onto ports suddenly, or you think you can and you can't, or maybe they could use those cranes for nefarious actions. It's definitely concerning to think about that. All right, another hot topic on Capitol Hill is the social media network TikTok, which is owned by Chinese company ByteDance. Now, TikTok's been going on. It was huge during the pandemic. Lots of young people use it. But now the old people in Washington think that it might not be such a good idea to allow a company closely aligned with the Chinese Communist Party to have an app on every smartphone in the country. Similar question to the cranes. Do you think there's any way that China could be using TikTok to spy on Americans?
There's reporting that China, in fact, used TikTok to surreptitiously take data from Americans. And so there's no question about it. But, you know, it's not just surveillance. It is also that China has been manipulating the TikTok algorithm that curates content. That's the algorithm that determines what our kids see and what they don't see. And we know that, for instance, last year, China used that algorithm to amplify Russian disinformation about the Ukraine war. There's reporting that China has used the algorithm to glorify drug use, which is part of Beijing's plan to weaken America. For that reason alone, we should be banning TikTok, or we should force a sale to a U.S. company which totally controls the algorithm.
Something that was trying to be done under the Trump administration, but the courts wound up blocking that. Our guest today, Gordon Chang, who is an expert on China. He wrote the book, The Coming Collapse of China. I'm interested in the title of your book, Gordon, because obviously we're talking about many of these moves China has made, which seem pretty smart. I mean, they're undermining American values and gaining growing influence right under our nose. Why is your book called The Coming Collapse of China? Are things going that poorly there that they're in that big of trouble?
In 2001, I wrote a book, The Coming Collapse of China, that predicted the Communist Party would fail in a decade. So I'm obviously wrong about that. But what we're seeing right now, John, is a Chinese regime that is in trouble. It has an economy which is still contracting. There are debt defaults of large companies, plunging property prices, worsening food shortages, deteriorating environment, and they still have yet to get over COVID-19. You put all that together, that's serious, but they also are on the edge of the steepest demographic decline in history in the absence of war or disease. China will probably lose somewhere between 900 million and a billion people in this between now and the end of the century. And that means China at the end of the century will be about as third as populous as it is now. No country has ever undergone that in the absence of crisis.
Gordon Chang, expert on China and author of The Coming Collapse of China. We appreciate you joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast. Is there anywhere we can follow you on Twitter for updates?
At Gordon G. Chang, GordonGChang.
Don't forget the G, and thanks for being with us again on this podcast.
Thank you so much, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.